You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so mad? I could literally comb my mustache with a cheese grater and not even flinch. Have you ever seen a show called Cosmos? I ran across that looking for a program called Naked and Afraid. I wasn't so much interested in the afraid part, but apparently you can't get one without the other. Anyhow, from what I could tell, Cosmos is some kind of space show without much in the way of aliens and rocket ships and explosions. What did catch my attention was when they said that, according to that pencil-neck geek genius Albert Einstein, time travel is hypothetically possible. My mind began to race. If I could go back in time, just think of the wrongs I could right, the mistakes I could undo, the terrible decisions I would change. I could go back to last Wednesday, and instead of pounding down 26 straight long necks until I passed out, I could stop at 25. I could go back to that fateful day I walked into my high school, and instead of telling the principal I was quitting school for good while grinding out a Lucky Strike cigarette on his desktop, I could have ground it out on his forehead. Most of all, time travel gave me the opportunity to go back to that long-ago evening my girlfriend Pearl and me, our hearts pounding, was sitting in the cab of my pickup truck making out. Then, instead of waiting for Pearl's daddy to show up with his shotgun and ruin that innocent moment of true love, I could have got down on my knees and hid under her poodle skirt until he left. Wake up, America! Also thought about using time travel to prevent World War II and stop global warming and protect polar bears from extinction. But fact is, I'd have precious little to watch on TV today. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pits off.